Welcome to Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. Today, going to do some wordsmithing and look at some texts to make some points here that, as the title says, independence is an illusion. Now, what does that mean? Well, quite simply, as everyone realizes, or most people realize or are aware of, everything is interconnected, everything is related. So, to think one is independent is an illusion. For one, the air helps breathe, and whatever you're doing, there's something that you're doing or holding that somebody else made or comes from somewhere else, even if it's local. Some other being, whether it's a plant or the earth or a human, they helped make that happen so you could have it, so to speak. So it's interdependence. In the understanding of what is being celebrated as the beginning of a country, for that, now another, first I'm going to cite the text of a Buddhist, a Hua Yen, H-U-A-Y-E-N, Buddhism. The book is Francis H. Cook, Hua Yen Buddhism, The Jewel Net of Indra. Wonderful book. 1977 by Francis H. Cook, Pennsylvania State University. I'm going to cite that to show how the true nature of reality or the true nature of everything is interdependent. And then I'm going to cite the Declaration of Independence. Oh yeah, the smithing, the word smithing is the word independence. It's got depend in it, and pend is to hang, like something's pending, it's hanging, it's not quite done yet. So to depend is to, is waiting, is depend on someone or something. So waiting on something or something, it's pending, so really it's pending. You're not depending, you're pending. And then independence presumes you are not pending. So, like, yeah, if you're waiting for someone, something from someone, that's an issue, then you want to be independent from that. You want to be free of worrying about someone else supplying or doing something for you. In that sense, you want to be independent. But you're still dependent on something, on some being. So, Hua Yin Buddhism is all about interconnectedness, so I'll just read a couple of few quotes. A lot of the book, part of the book describes like the building of a barn and each part and how the beam is not a beam until it's put into place and everything holds together because of everything. So that's in the context he writes. For instance, in the next chapter, in the analogy of the rafter and the barn of which it is a part, the rafter, which creates the barn result, is given its rafterness. In other words, its causal power as a distinct and different part. By the barn, which brings it into being. This is the real meaning of interdependence. Its causal power as a distinct and different part. By the barn, which brings it into being. So what he's saying is that the overall thing or experience of building a barn or having a barn, that the distinct part is that the barn helps bring the rafter into being. So thus is the real meaning of interdependence. So where does the barn end and the rafter begin? It doesn't really, I guess. So that's one little example. Another one is talking about samadhi, which is a kind of enlightenment in Buddhist ways. The samadhi, which is like the images in the ocean, which was the samadhi in which the newly enlightened Buddha beheld the entire universe as one living organism of identical and interdependent parts. Identical and interdependent, one living organism of identical and interdependent parts. Natives often say, all my relations, everything is related. So the Buddhists are saying a similar thing, one living organism of identical and interdependent parts. And there's the woodpecker, likes that one, he's chiming in. So again, interdependence, the true nature of the universe, independence is an illusion. And at the beginning of the book, the ecological approach tends rather to stress the interrelatedness of these same things. While not naively obliterating distinctions of property and function, it still views existence as a vast web of interdependencies in which if one strand is disturbed, the whole web is shaken. Nowadays, something the butterfly theory or something that, you know, something that happens on one part of the earth, like just the motion of a butterfly wing could affect something, some other part. You see that with wind, you know, volcanoes and windstorms and this and that. It's pretty much common knowledge, the interdependence of all things. So that brings me to why then the celebration of independence? Well, obviously the historical reason is there was a king, George of England. He was a bad guy. I don't know this history much at all, I must admit, but he was a bad dude, and so some of the people came over to this land and declared independence. So they were declaring independence from somewhere. But to do that, they came to a land already inhabited by the native peoples, the original peoples of Turtle Island, now often called the United States of America. So, in reality, the independence is really has to do with like a result of travel. they traveled, so they're independent from the bad dude. But does that make them truly independent? No, because there's already people where they arrived, and the history of that is horrific. It's a genocidal, and then it's slavery. And so that history, you won't get all into that, because I want to focus on, because that's common knowledge but overlooked and underfelt. But the text, the Declaration of Independence, starts off with, and this is a Dover Thrift Editions. They have like really inexpensive books, in case you're wondering. This was $1.50. $2.50 in Canada back in the day. Okay, so here's the Declaration of Independence. Many people are familiar with some of the lingo, but I this is the first time I kind of looked at the lingo again. I'm going to break it down a bit. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, on and on. So, first of all, there's quite a lofty statement, quite a huge statement, to assuming among the powers of the earth and to invoke the laws of nature and of nature's God as giving them a sense of entitlement. But the catch, to my interpretation, in the context of coming to Turtle Island and the native people, is that the waterways were clear, the air was clean. The original people were taking care of the laws of nature and of nature's God. of knowing how to live with the powers of the earth. So here it is, 200 years later, and people are celebrating, and the waters, all the rivers are polluted, and the air has a lot of pollution, and the soil is depleted of nutrients and species. Many species are gone. Now that's not all a direct result of the Declaration of Independence, but what I'm trying to point out is that to claim that the laws of nature and nature's God, and then to disregard the people who know how to care for that, is a lie or an illusion or a half something. And not only that, it's worse, because later on in the text, something many people do not know, and when I came upon this a bunch of years ago, maybe I heard it mentioned, maybe I read it, it's quite something. It really proves the point of the independence as a lie. He, meaning the king, he has excited domestic insurrections amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, they're presuming they're their frontiers, our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Now that's just flat out nonsense. So, it's here they are claiming independence and accusing the original caregivers and quote owners of the land and the water of being savages. Now actually, we know the sort of common interpretation of savages. So who are the savages then who have destroyed the waters and the land to much degree? Though actually, if you look up the word savages, it means of the trees, of the woods, from the root sylvan. But that's a side issue to the context it was used here. And then to say whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions is total bonkers, because, I mean, if you listen to any native person, you will hear the utmost respect for elders and children. Pretty much everything they do has to do with looking seven generations ahead, and respect for elders. So destruction of the ages is nonsense. And then sexes, many native cultures throughout North America, South America, Latin America have been inclusive and revering of nowadays what we call gender benders, you know, for centuries and thousands of years probably. So again, bonkers to say destruction of sexes and whatever conditions means. So there's my little erudite rant on why I get what a lot of people are thinking when they are, I get the gist, I think, of what a lot of people are thinking when they celebrate independence. But after all these years, there's an urgent need to catch up with what that actually means, and to put it in the context that it is okay. If you want to celebrate independence from a bad dude, that's fine. Have a good time. But in the context, what about that's a half of the holiday, and then you have to have the context of nature's God and the laws of nature and the native peoples. And other peoples. So, put it in the bigger context, make it a big discussion, and now that's a barbecue I would attend to talk about such matters. So, perhaps if you are going to barbecue, nothing would make me happier than to share some of this info or to raise these topics and see where the discussion goes, and obviously choose wisely depending on what kind of crowd you're with. It might not go very far, so I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying if it seems like you know some people who might be open to a discussion, have at it, and see where that goes. All right, thank you so much for listening, and be well.